Hello, hello. This is Lizana Kalfour, and this, of course, is Chai Combo, the podcast. I've been missing y'all. But first thing first, Eid Mubarak, y'all. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there listening to this episode. Eid Mubarak, my lovelies. How are you feeling? How are you? Because I'm good. I am so good. First thing first, tell your friends to tell their friends, and everybody should be here tuning to this podcast. This is Lizana Kalfour, and you're listening to Chai Combo. There's a lot to catch up on, but since we declare ourselves the leading podcast evolving around arts and culture, I should shoot first with arts and culture news. Well, by the way, your girl here, the podcast has been nominated for the, you know, one of the best in creative economy. And of course, the Veer took the lead and took the award, but still we have been recognized as creative and innovative, you know, in creative economy. That is so big up to us, big up to the listeners.
Yay!
Thank you. I'm grateful we have been recognized and we have begun the job, you know, amplifying the arts and culture sector and making sure that our artistry is doing something to the community, making an impact. Yes. And I've been around the city on this event, and I've been going to exhibitions and everything. And I just want to talk a bit about the presence of the audience in arts and culture. What is stopping us to develop arts spaces in areas that are not so... let me use this word, poshy. You know, they're not like giving the I'm really trying to avoid some words here to be politically correct. They're not for, you know, high privileged people, high profile people. And it's really bringing me to think then, what is it that we are really doing in developing the arts and culture sector? And who are we making this art for? Of course, you say art lovers, but have we explored the raw talents? Have we explored the raw audience? Have we explored enough the community? Have we educated the surrounding community about art, what to expect with art? Have we researched enough on what kind of art is there out there? How do they perceive art forms? A lot of questions. I know, Lizana. I am thinking out loud here, but this has been like really bugging me since last year when I started to do my project on Josiah culture, which I feel like a lot of people, especially the arts and culture stakeholders, feel like, you know, what are you trying to do? What are we trying to do? I think we're good over here. But if we are to produce these projects, if we are to really talk about matters that really touch the community, and then we don't really communicate to the community that listens, you know, that needs to listen, then what are we doing? Are we doing this for show? Are we doing this just to build a portfolio? Are we doing it in the, you know, for the sake of doing things? Because I don't feel like we really need to just glorify our project in, let me say, GBV, and then at the end of the day, we're not really into the GBV, or maybe we don't understand GBV enough for us to really carry out the project in a long run, for 3 years, for 5 years. That's just an example, guys. We just do it because that is what is acceptable, what people are, people in the, again, you know, high prolific privileged surroundings, you know, with familiarity with art, are more inclined to listen, to support. What are we really doing? So it's quite, you know, not heartbreak, but I'll say heartbreak in the connection. And with Jose Culture, what I'm trying to do is to engage both worlds, because even though I do come off as one of those people that come from, you know, high privilege places, but I come from the ghetto part of the world. And I do see and I do observe a lot of people in these Uswahilini places. They have a lot to offer. They have a lot of, you know, expressing. They're so talented. And they do have purchasing power. They know how to work hard. But they feel like they're being, you know, alienated at some point for some reasons. Like, you know, we have that mentality of actually putting some sort of boundaries, you know, for the people of different area codes that are not so, again, poshy. And we tend to draw this line, and we don't know, but it does develop into a war. And then these other people that maybe they didn't go to school, all they know is to hustle and live the best life. And then we are over here with all this interest of communicating this project. We want to make this impact, but then we have already built a wall. And then we sit around producing, you know, I'm also a cultural producer, art curator, so we're producing projects that are more acceptable, acceptable in the eyes of the donors and everyone, but then they don't really go or understood by the people, because they haven't understood enough the world of art in the areas that are mostly celebrated, you know, or participating, happening, you know, and everything. I know you get where I'm driving at, and even when you seem to like, okay, so now we want Gavrilis and Manzessa. Yes, you're right. No, very right. Yes, we need Gavrilis. We need a Silicon Valley in Dar es Salaam, because this is where the art is really is, you know. And we tend to like, okay, now let's go rural and do these projects and everything. Yes, the communities need those projects. But if you're using arts and culture, you haven't really spread enough arts and culture vibe in the whole of the Islam, which is like the heart of the heart, you know. So that's my take on arts and culture. Yeah, you can tell that my heart is in here. So yeah, that's on art and culture. Wait, I got more. Okay, Yamani. In the music scene, hip hop artist. You're doing an amazing work. You're doing an amazing work, and we are now celebrating, by the way, the new hip hop banger, you know, in Tanzania, by Country Weezy featuring J-Mo. Way back, it's, you know, it's like, yeah, the new school flavor and all of that, but then you hear the lyrics and then you're like going, this is, yeah, without comparing to the, you know, to the drill, you know, trap top artists in the game in international level, but you will hear the song and you'll be like, okay, people are still doing it, like they're really developing the culture in a way. I know you all do, but hip hop, listen to me. However underground or wanarakati ambao tumesema kwamba, yes, okay, we're sticking around to the game and we're doing things, you know, with what we have. We use what we have to do what we gotta do. Good spirit, that's how I roll, that's how we hustlers roll. But Yamani, tunahitaji ku sit down before we start our projects. We the world has changed. Okay? It's just not about your people sebuleni kwako. You want the art to touch and to convince and to really kind of say to a person ambaye anakuwa amini na hii genre yetu na hii culture yetu kwamba, hey, wait a minute, this is how I do this and this is what I'm trying to communicate. You get? Lakini sasa tunatoa album, tunatoa mixtapes, and then we don't draw a plan, actually. Hatukuna marketing strategy, hatukuna nanini, hatuko hata na clean visuals. Tuko tu tunasema kwamba sisi ni kitaa underground, unajua, hata kama sio underground, unajua kwamba kile kwamba we need to be serious. And then we sit around na kuanza kulaumu industry. I'm not really saying kwamba the industry, the mainstream industry, hasn't been quelli gatekeeping some of the stuff. I'm not going to go there, it's not the topic of the day, but tunalalamika sana lakini vitu tunavyovifanya kwenye art yetu, kwenye hip hop culture Tanzania, that's where I'm at, it's not really really working. Jamani, let's not do that. I've been observing these new projects, and to tell the truth, they have the potential to do much more. No, but they're just lacking so much proving points. Kwamba, this part of the culture is not really going forward. We want to go forward, guys. We want to go forward. So, let's look for the publicists. Let's look for the managers. Let's look for the marketing team, you need to figure out a way. The money is not money to many of us, but you can still, again, use what you have, but with a clear approach, with a clear research. You know, observe those people that who have been doing the projects well, with little resources that they have. Observe the maneuvering ways, you know. Observe, research, practice, and make your end product the product that will make people sit down and start articles, you know, on, start episodes on, reviewing, you know. That should be the goal, the focus. We can do this. We can do this. So I'm not going to mention names, but shout out to Fivara. Fivara has new visuals, Born in Swai. It's more like Bonnie and Clyde. But I love the simplicity of the video, and I told Fivara that, man, this is the way to go, because we have seen a lot of video in hip hop side which are like kuna video queen flani hivi, and then kuna beach. If you ever will listen to this, we'll understand what video I'm talking about. Kuna this, any hivyo, it's like all over and over again. And however tunavyotaka kusema kwamba hey, sasa ndio ya kwetu, and this is how we do, like, any, come on, when you're really trying to push your music, okay, when you're trying to express your art through visuals, you want a person looking at it not just to go, wow, you know, good face, good word. You want them to feel, you want them to relate, you want them to like. I'll tell you this, you know how Diamond and Harmonize really got us? I'll tell you, if you will sit down and think about it, they didn't get us through the flashy cars and the visual that they ended up doing later. They got us from the stories that could relate to us. They got it from us feeling like, ah, that Tandale boy, ah, that Konde boy, Chinga, you know. It's like, you know, Chingas from this side can relate. Tandale, Manzese, Mbagala, Tandika, Buza can relate in the messaging. And then later, and oh, just in between, when they decide to go like, you know, I'm from New York and all of that, we can be like, yeah, we can actually do that, you know. Yes. So Nivio, we need to do better, and this goes out to all of us. We need to really look for ways to make the audience feel, you know, rather than just doing what is being done over and over again. Kwa hiyo, ndio hivyo. Guys, on the hip hop scene, let's do better. I thought I was ready to talk about love and relationships, but I don't think I am to talk about my personal experience. because, man, I'm not here just to okay, I think the love and relationship segment is not for today, but I'll just say this so that this can really be communicated and be understood as the very, very new segment in our Chai Combo podcast. Let's find those who love us. Let's find those who fancy us. And even though we say that love finds us, there's a lot of ways in letting it find you when you're ready to be loved. Is it making sense? Come on, love and relationship stuff in here don't make that much sense, but you get what I'm trying to say. Yes, bwana mpende kupendai, that is what I can say. Once again, Eid Mubarak, yo. And this is how we're gonna roll. We are going to have episodes that are going to be me having my takes on different aspects on art and culture, hip-hop culture, and other genres that I think they need more shout out, and of course love and relationships. And in between, we are going to have like interviews again. That is what we have been doing so far, but we are going to have exclusive ones. And yes, I guess this is me saying we're back. We're back, baby. Bigger and better. Stay there. Thank you all for tuning in. Until the next episode, again, this is Lizana Kofo. This is Chai Convo, the podcast.
This is Lizana Kalfour, and they call me the Queen of Conversations. Do you want to find out? You can book now if you need a host, a moderator, or just an MC to save the day.